This is the Recency Bias. Welcome to your morning after mini pod, brought to you by rabbithabs.com. I'm Zach Vanoss. Good to be with you on this Tuesday morning, following up the first ever Habs win at the Bell Center in a Stanley Cup final, a 3-2 overtime thriller in which Josh Anderson played the hero. Carey Price returned to form. And the Habs have extended this series. There will be no sweep. The mayor of Tampa has got her wish. At least the first part of it. Hopefully she doesn't get the second. But there will be a Game 5 in this series back in Tampa while a hurricane heads there right now. Speaking of strong winds, apologies for the fan noise and all the windows are open. But it's really hot. And that's how I'm going to do it. I will sacrifice the sound quality to keep a little bit cooler. Habs switched things up for this one. You had to. Not everyone was in agreement with what happened as far as the lineup changes. At least not up front. I think everybody was okay with Romanov and Kulak coming in for Merrill and Gustafsson. I think maybe, at least in the case of Romanov, it should have happened a while ago. I kind of think both those players would be better. But, well, you know, I hadn't done too much second-guessing of it since the, early in the Vegas series probably, because the Canadians kept winning. So what was I going to do, second-guess? But, obviously, we'll get to Romanov's contribution in Game 4, but he was, he mattered. Evans comes in for Kotkaniemi. That was, of course, the more controversial call that I was alluding to a second ago. And Anderson, he moves to the Suzuki Caulfield line, while Tyler Toffoli goes and plays with Brendan Gallagher and Phil Deneau. So a little swap there. Evans in for Kotkaniemi. Canadians trying to stave off elimination. That's the formation that they go with. And at first, it didn't necessarily look like the changes or the Canadians were going to be all that different or any more effective than they were in the first three games. Tampa Bay just dominated out of the gates. It was kind of embarrassing for the Habs for the first 15 minutes or so. It gets forgotten, and it's all fine that it gets forgotten with the heroics in OT, but it looked like Tampa came to finish the whole deal in that first period, at least for the first 15 minutes of it. That is until a boy named Suze, yes, Nick Suzuki, Cole Caulfield, they finally made something happen for the Canadians, and it was Anderson reaping the benefits. The goal, 1-0 Canadians. They have their first lead of the series. Had Habs fans feeling a little bit better. Had maybe Tampa Bay feeling a little bit grumpy. You got Vasilevsky giving Corey Perry a glove punch in the face. It wasn't a call, of course. Lightning would get a 4-on-3 in the final 2 minutes. It was scary. There were some moments of trepidation. Carey Price, as I said off the top, he had returned to the form that he had shown in the first three rounds of the playoffs in this one. And it's 1-0. For the Canadians, after 20 minutes, shots were 12-5 for the visitors, on the other hand. And the two teams didn't quite clear off the ice just because the period was over. There was some squawking between the two after the period ended, and that would be a theme throughout the game, actually. Finally, some bad blood, not just the Lightning punching the Habs metaphorically in the face for the first three games, but some actual bad blood between these two teams as Game 4 got rolling. Habs really rebounding in the second period from those first 15 minutes, taking that one goal advantage and seeming to fly with it. They were playing great in the second, plenty of chances, but they also kept giving Tampa Bay some power play opportunities. And you say you never want to give Tampa power play opportunities, and you don't, but on this night, they were actually pretty damn good on the penalty kill. Certainly managed to kill off those threats in the second. However, Tampa Bay does what they always do. They aggressively pounced on a turnover and managed to find a way to convert it. You can't make any mistakes against this Tampa team. You just you make an error and it's suddenly behind Carey Price. And that was the case. It's a very pretty pass from Ryan McDonagh to Goodrich with 2:40 left in the second. Ryan McDonagh, of course, coming back to haunt because the Scott Gomez trade will never fully be dead. There's always got to be something else from the Scott Gomez trade to come back at the Canadiens. At that point, it evened the score at one apiece. Shots were 9-8 for MTL in that second period. Once again, there were some more shenanigans as the players attempted to get off the ice, or attempted not to get off the ice, stuck around for a minute. Both teams get chances in the early going in the third period. The blood's starting to boil in the series. More of the chatter back and forth. More quiet punches thrown. One point in the period, both teams had three players in the box. And then, with some traffic around Vasilevsky, Romanov counts one. Yes, with 12-12 to go in that period, Romanov, who was slotted in the lineup, who I and many other have been clamoring to see a little bit more of, or a lot bit more of in these playoffs, he gives the Canadiens the 2-1 advantage. I switched it up. I was watching TV. I had switched over to CBC/Sportsnet after game five of the Leafs series and never went back, but facing the 3-0 deficit, made the call to move back to TVA for game four. And, well, obviously, you know, I'll be sticking with that for game five. But the announcers were saying, well, you have to give Ducharme credit for the lineup changes he's made counting. And I thought, I really did like the move of putting Anderson on the line with Caulfield and Suzuki. I think that makes a lot of sense. I know in the conversation going back and forth, I can't remember if it was via text message or with people I was actually watching the game with, but there'd been conversation about, you know, we'd like to see Anderson with Suzuki and Caulfield, just because it seems like they would complement each other. You don't want to break it up, well, with how good things are going to take Toffoli off that line, but, you know, Suzuki and Caulfield had a ton of chemistry, and it just didn't feel quite like Toffoli fully fit in that picture, though. It did lead to some OT winners at important points for the Canadiens. Anderson definitely seems to fit. But I don't know if we're going to give Ducharme credit for Romanov getting in the lineup and scoring a big goal in this game four. It feels like that almost means he should have been in there more often. And you have to take some credit from Ducharme for that. All the same, Romanov... not sure how I've heard it said all the ways. I like Romanov. I like saying Romanov better, so I'm sticking with that right now. He's the youngest D-man to ever score in Stanley Cup Final in the history of the Montreal Canadiens, so that's pretty cool. Always nice when you can tick one of those boxes with such a long history. Canadiens feeling good. Habs fans feeling great after the Romanov goal. But with 6:12 to go in the third period, Tampa makes something out of nothing. And we're all even at 2. Kucherov would give a chance in the late going with about 2 minutes left, actually, to give Tampa that permanent lead and the Stanley Cup. But he'd hit a post, one of three posts that the Lightning hit in Game 4. Yeah, Habs had a little luck on their side in Game 4, but sometimes that's what you need. With 1:01 to go in the third, Shea Weber, the captain, draws a 4-minute high-sticking penalty, the old double minor with some blood. And I wrote in my notes here, doom. I thought that was it. I thought that was going to be the Grim Reaper on this season for the Canadiens, and Tampa Bay would be hoisting the cup on Bell Center Ice. But no, the Canadiens' power play was awesome. They killed the 1:01 of it to end the third and in OT. Very, very good on the near 3 minutes that Tampa Bay had. They didn't really generate much of anything at all. In fact, I think the Canadians generated what was the best scoring chance as Suzuki had a real chance diving, and Vasilevsky managed to make the save, but luck as much as anything on that. And as Shea Weber kind of gets out of the box and the Canadians start to find their feet under them from killing those 4 minutes of penalty, Anderson shoots down the side, takes a dive. Cole Caulfield has joined him the whole way, and rather than skating past, Caulfield stops on a dime, waits, gets the shot sort of off, not great, but because he's there to deflect it back, Josh Anderson has the wherewithal to dive back, swat at the puck. Tampa player was more interested in taking care of Caulfield and getting him cleared out of the way, which I think almost makes sense. You don't expect Anderson to dive back the way he did. And from his horizontal position, scores the game winner, an overtime winner in the Stanley Cup Finals for the Canadiens at the Bell Center. They avoid the sweep at the very least. I'm happy with that. They've given Canadiens fans one more night of joy, at least, in this run. An OT winner, always fun. Josh Anderson with a pair in this one, Romanov with the other. And yeah, the Habs send this thing back to Tampa Bay. Carey Price, as I mentioned a few times, looked like his pre-Stanley Cup final self. 941 save percentage on the night as he made 32 of 34 saves. Made a number of saves with the noggin. He was solid once again. It's not as though Tampa didn't have their chances. A, they had those three posts, and B, when Price needed to be great, he was great once again for the Canadiens. So, you know, you let Price get back, return to form. Maybe the Habs can go steal one in Tampa. Who knows after that? For the time being, the series is not dead. The season is not dead. And hey, maybe the Canadiens, maybe they do have their Dave Roberts moment in that Josh Anderson diving goal from overtime. Maybe they only extended one game. But the Canadiens, they have hope. We have hope yet. They didn't get swept. Avoid that embarrassment at the very least, but okay, let's go push it to 4-2 right now as the need, and we'll keep working from there. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, is Game 5 in this series as it goes back to Florida. Till then, take care.